Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Wild Rose premiered in September at the Toronto International Film Festival, where it earned reviews that use words like rousing and irrepressible. The Wild Rose in question is Rosalind Harlan, a singer-songwriter based in Glasgow, Scotland, who dreams of heading to Nashville to become a country star, but real life might get in the way. Rose is a single mother of two, recently released from prison. She has to rely heavily on her mother, played by Julie Walters, who wants Rose to live up to her financial responsibilities and take care of her little kids. You really want to root for Rose, but it's not always because she doesn't make the best decisions. Let's listen to the trailer.
Bet you're gonna miss me.
Can you keep your foot still, please?
You're gonna be the next Dolly Parton!
Your lordship, Miss Harlan has put her childish ways behind her. Her children are living with her once again.
Do you miss me?
She is a promising young country singer.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Well, you better mind your tad doesn't go off when you're going through security.
She now works full-time as a daily woman.
Hey! I'm trying to be a country singer.
Nobody wants to see a convicted criminal out there.
Johnny Cash is a convicted criminal, you ball bag. Country music is a three-quarters of the truth. Just gets whoever's in there out.
I should have been born in America. I'm an American.
You're young, you're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Thinking about your kids, you cast them off when you get a better offer.
This is me trying to make someone of myself, and surely that's a good thing for them.
No letting them down. That would be a good thing for them.
The movie is filled with great music, almost all of it sung by BAFTA-nominated Jesse Buckley, who plays Rosalind. Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Buckley rose to prominence in the 2017 film Beast and appeared in the BBC's adaptation of War and Peace, as well as HBO hit Chernobyl. The soundtrack includes a number of original songs, one of which, called Glasgow, was written by Academy Award-winning actor Mary Steenburgen. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Star of so many great films, Melvin and Howard, Ragtime, Philadelphia, of course, Elf. Wild Rose will be released in select theaters this month, and Mary and Jesse are in studio, as well as Neil McCall on guitar. Hi, Neil.
Hiya.
So, Jesse, you know, it's this great line. It's a famous line in country music. Country music is three chords and the truth. So why does that particular line mean so much to your character?
Well, because I suppose country for her... not country and western. is the beauty about country music is that it is about the normal person, mm-hmm. And it's a snapshot of their life in a very honest, truthful way, and the truth of their dreams, the truth of their struggles, the truth of their heartaches, the truth of their, you know, survival, and their falling in love, and it's supported by three chords, and that's the truth.
I want to make you laugh. This, your laugh is so great.
Beautiful.
Just had to think of ways to
only
make
thing you. Better is her singing voice.
Honestly.
It's close.
Rose says, like, she says, I'm an American. What does she mean by that, do you think?
Well, for her, I think when she says that, she believes that the only way that she can break out of the prison of the four walls where she's been told she's only allowed to exist in is to be somebody completely different, and that is to be an American. And the only place in her mind which will accept her and where she can be free and not be a black sheep of a country singer from Glasgow, but be part of something and belong to something, is in America and is in Nashville. And when she listens to that music, she feels she belongs, and yeah.
So people who are listening are saying, you have an Irish accent. In the clip, it's a Scottish accent. And you sing with an American accent.
Who are you?
What,
I don't know.
What kind of dialect work did you have to do?
A lot. And I worked with an amazing woman up in Scotland for a few months before we started shooting, and then I kind of based myself in Glasgow kind of on and off for a month before we started filming, and you know, bolshily went around to different shops asking for things in a Glasgow accent, hoping that they wouldn't, you know, cop on that I was calling their bluff.
Did you get busted ever?
No, I got my pint of milk.
Excellent.
And my whiskey from the bar, so I did very well.
Mary, let's bring you into the conversation. You've come to me, people know you as this great actress. You've come to music in a really interesting, unique way.
It is weird.
Sure, it's weird. We'll go with weird. Would you share that story?
Yes. I was somebody who loved music, but not in a compulsive, a really absorbed way. I was really absorbed by acting. That's mm-hmm. what I always loved and was the center of my life, besides the big center, which is my family, like my whole life. And on April 17th, 2007, I had a minor surgery on my arm. And when I came out from underneath the anesthetic, I just felt very strange. But I figured, okay, it's because I had anesthetic. And I told them I felt strange. And they said, drink a lot of water and you'll be fine in a day or two. And in a day or two, I still wasn't fine. I felt like they had not done surgery on my arm. I felt like they'd done surgery on my brain. It just felt like a different person. I felt like a different person in that everything everybody said kind of went into this musical tornado. Every street sign, everything I looked at became sort of musical. And it was distressing and scary, and I didn't sleep. And my husband, Ted Danson, was very worried about me and could tell there was a big difference. And anyway, to make a long story short, it didn't go away. I realized at one point that I had too many people counting on me to go nuts and that I better figure out a way to incorporate this into my life. So I started studying songwriting and music, but really more the structure of songs, and started looking at every great songwriter's songs and why they did what they did. And I didn't even know the names of, I didn't know a bridge from a verse. I didn't know any of that stuff. Wow. And eventually I sent songs that I had written under my mother's name to a very wonderful man who's a music lawyer, but represented a lot of important people in the business. And he listened to the songs and called my manager and said, you know, I would like to work with that kid. And my manager goes, yeah, that a kid won't quite describe her, but I'll send her in. And then the guy goes, when I go in at 10 o'clock, Mary Steenburgen, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm your 10 o'clock and you already said you want to work with me. So, you know, we don't want an age discrimination suit here. So I've been writing since 2007. So that makes me always the oldest person in the room when I'm writing music with people, and also the youngest musician. Like, I could never do what you do. I mean, beautifully play the guitar. I'm still teaching myself the piano. Weirdly, my first instrument was the accordion. Don't ask me why. It just spoke to me. But I co-write a lot with people from Nashville, and two of whom, in fact, Caitlin Smith, who was one of the writers on this song, she and Troy Burgess and I are doing the music for an animated film. So my love now is writing for film and TV, especially because it's combining myself as an actor with myself as a songwriter. But I have to say, in Wild Rose, there was nothing more thrilling than listening to Jesse take something that had been this idea in our mind, inspired by a wonderful script, and then to hear her sing it. It was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life, because I'd never had that moment quite like that. And she just knocks it out of the park. That's a very American baseball expression. I'll explain that to you later.
Yeah, how great is it to experience something just completely new for you.
Well, every day I write music feels new because I write with kids and they don't seem to mind how old I am. It just blows me away. And one of them said recently to someone, Mary is so emotionally mature. I love writing with her. And I'm like, I'm freaking mature in every way you could be mature. I'm like past mature. I'm old. And it was just so funny to me that that's his perspective.
Jesse Neal, could we hear Glasgow written, co-written by Mary Steenburgen?
Yeah.
Ready?
I think so. I've worn out the stones in front of your doorstep. Coming and going, coming and going. You kept the lights on, I always knew that. I should have said thank you 1,000 miles ago. But I pushed you away, put a pin in a map. Then I got lost in the storm. Had to find my own way, make my own mistakes, but you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like box of dreams hid under my bed. Follow the bright light, city of gold. I had to leave to realize all I needed was here. And mama, we both know that there's nothing that a little time and Patsy Cline wouldn't fix. Had to find my own way, make my own mistakes, but you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like three more times. There it all is, what's always been mine. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like like home. Ain't no place like home.
Jesse Buckley on vocals, Neil McCall on guitar, playing a song co-written by Mary Steenburgen. They're all our guests here on All of It. That was beautiful.
Stunning. You guys are amazing.
So, Jesse, with a voice like that, did you ever think, I'm just going to concentrate on my music? Or did acting come and grab you? Or How have you? You're lucky enough in this film you don't have to make the choice.
Yeah, I've kind of had a chaotic journey with it all.
Yeah.
I started in musicals. My mom's a harpist and a singer, so we grew up around a lot of music, and that was what I suppose when I was growing up I thought was possible, at least. I never ever thought I would, you know, end up making films, as we call them in Ireland. So my first kind of entry into the family of the circus was with musicals, and then I ended up basically getting drunk one night in a pub and singing with this jazz pianist, and he was like, oh, do you want to work together? So I did that for a year and a half around different jazz clubs in London. And then I had done, when I first moved over to London, I did a 4-week Shakespeare course in RADA, and I'd never really studied apart from school, but I didn't kind of know that I loved that so much. Mm. And got bitten bad, so decided to go back and study acting for 3 years at RADA. And I didn't know what music was to me. Mm-hmm. In that period, and I didn't know really what I wanted to say with it, so I kind of lost my nerve with it a little bit until this film came. And I did lots of theatre and started filming and doing TV and then films, and then this script came along and I kind of found it again. So yeah, chaotic is probably the right word.
Well, maybe it found you at the right time, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I always think you meet stories at different points of your life, you know? And yeah.
One of the things I think is really interesting about your character, and I'm sure Mary can jump in on this, is that she's not always likable. She doesn't always make the best decisions. And that's kind of a new thing for female characters in the films. I think that's only happened in the past 10 years. What do you think, Mary?
Well,
I get to be unlikable.
I've played some unlikable ones, and it's very freeing. It's fantastic because, you know, I'm old enough to have been from an era that, you know, like I remember as a Southern woman being taught pretty is as pretty does. And that's mm-hmm. a very restrictive kind of
yeah.
blanket to put over every action of your life. But what I love about what Jessie did in this film is that it is, I mean, she does earn your heart, and she doesn't do it by being sweet. She's irrepressible. She makes huge mistakes, and she's so unsparing in her commitment to this character, and you do just fall in love with her. And she's funny. She's funny as can be.
Physical.
And yes, so physical. And when she does sing this song, without giving anything away about what it does mean to her to sing that song, she has you in the palm of her hand because she has been unsparing in her portrayal of Rosalind, and is just so beautifully authentic. And I was so honored to be a small part of it.
The name of the film is Wild Rose. It will be released in select theaters in New York and L.A. starting on June 21st. It's really good. It's really fun. Jessie, Mary, and Neil, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you back here next time.